sentence. You just have to tell the person, this is from the self. You can give him anything in the world. Anything in the world. Now it's a piece of paper, sand, and everything. As long as he'll be convinced that it's penicillin tablet, so to have curative effect. Or there must be some connection. In other words, it's not really penicillin. It's not really penicillin. In other words, what's penicillin? Moldy food, right? But there has to be a certain degree of moldy food, not a certain degree. So, if it is moldy food in miniature, little bit of moldy food, so then it can have a placebo effect. But just like this, I mean, a piece of paper, I mean, or even a piece of pizza, and then you'll tell me it's penicillin tablet. Maybe not. I couldn't get a straight answer. So if doctors don't know, how can I know? But, I mean, some doctors say they really don't know, but they don't think that anything can be as effective by way of a person. If we say, now this is another question, I even ask Dr. Tenenbaum, he's a scientist, he doesn't know either. I mean, so if we say that placebo doesn't mean you can give him sand, a piece of paper, a piece of chocolate, and tell him it's penicillin, so it will be effective as penicillin. But there must be a little bit of penicillin. Little bit. So without the knowledge that it is penicillin, it will not help. But when it is coupled with the feeling that, you know, this is penicillin, then it will help. So anyway, but according to Rashi, it seems it's a machlokes nitzis. Let's see what I'm going to do. It is male, but not bidach hateva, bidach zgula. You know, it's zgula, you know, all kinds of zgulas. All kinds of zgulas. You know, today it's a very current commodity zgulas, you know. I mean, some kabbalim in Israel, so they give a certain kind of a bottle of water, and it's good for this and for that, and all kinds of things. So it's good means not the what is good? What is good? It's placebo. Scientists don't know how to explain placebo. So the gift theory is now on the basis of the polymers. It gives a stimulus, you know. And if it gives a stimulus, so to the thalamus, so what? How is it effective? It's a mystical words, I mean, but anyway, that's not the Bidach HaTeva. Not the Bidach, it's also Teva, but it's a different kind of Teva. It's a Teva that we can't even understand exactly, observe it in the laboratory. It's a different kind of Teva. So that the Rambam calls the Bidach school. So from Rashi it appears this machlokes nitzias. Machlokes nitzias. Whether chotzer kovet is a cure or is not a cure. And after all, you know, but the injection is similar to chotzer kovet because it's blood, but of course it's not just a squeeze out blood. It has to be done, you know, certain things, I mean, but by if we say that placebo doesn't work just by imagining it's penicillin, there has to be a little bit of penicillin. So then when it's coupled with the the knowledge that it is suddenly effective. I don't know how. Because it gives a stimulus to the thoughtfulness. I don't know what it means. So in no way, it's not a machlokes in the tzitz, machlokes in the Rabbanon hold that the Ramses, that pikuach nefesh is derech kol haterah kuleh, if the refuah is b'derech haterah. But if the refuah is not b'derech haterah, that then it's not derech kol haterah kuleh. And, as a matter of fact, there's a shaila, some poskim, where one is allowed to write kamiyah in Shabbos. For a chil sheiv zakon. But first of all, it has to be. There is an union of kameya that is of a mumche v'gabi Shabbos. It's gemara in Shabbos. Kameya of a mumche. In other words, if you are allowed to be eaten in Shabbos, in the kameya of a mumche, we discussed it in the Rosh Hashanah. I mean, kameya of a mumche l'odom to a day. So it's not a mumche l'beino, but mumche l'beino is mumche l'odom. Just the opposite than here. How's Kamei work? Like a placebo. Kamei certainly works, by the way, like a placebo. If somebody, I'm sure, that if somebody doesn't believe that the Kamei can work, the Kamei will not work. Kamei does work, the Gemara mentions it. How can we say it doesn't work? It's not a myth, but how does it work? It works if he believes in it. If he doesn't believe in it, so then, it doesn't work. Somebody was very devoted to me, he was in Israel, so he brought for me a bottle of water that was given at this by a Moroccan tzaddik, I forgot his name, and he said that I should drink it, but I don't drink it because I don't know any names. it couldn't help me. So Kamei works, but by way of placebo. By way of placebo. So it works. So Mimele, whether you are allowed to write on Shabbos, a Kamei of a Mumcha. Mumcha, not Mumcha, of course not. Kamei of a Mumcha. So they should be told here, refluid, in the Machloikes, between Rabbon and Masi Nochot. Now the Rambam says we don't pass them like Rav Masi Mechoresh. We don't pass. Why? Why don't we pass them like Rav Masi Mechoresh? Because Yochid Rabin is Yochid Rabin. But what's the machlokes according to the Rambam Perush HaMishneh? Not a machlokes Nitzias. Rashi, it appears, is a machlokes Nitzias. And according to the Rambam, it's not a machlokes Nitzias. Whether refuah b'dar zvuah, not b'dar chateva, is derech kol haterah kuleh or not? So according to Chachom, not according to Rav Masi Mechoresh. According to Rav Masi Mechoresh, yes. Now, again, about Katlanos. So the Rambam, you see, the Rambam uses Russian derech nichus legabe katlanos in the tshuva. But here I thought that in Perush HaMishneh also uses the Russian derech nichus. But he doesn't use the Russian derech nichus. Here he uses the Russian derech zvuah. But I think it's einach. In other words, so the Rambam says that he uses loteitze. But the Knir HaSakam HaMishneh, I think the Chachmim is asking, why you take it? The Knir HaSakam HaMishneh says it's not real Sakam. It's only b'derech nichus. So in other words, just as there is such a thing as a favorable placebo, there is such a thing as a unfavorable placebo. I mean, usually when the term placebo is used, it's used in the sense of being favorable. So zgura probably is the name that uses for a favorable placebo. And nichus is the name that Rambam uses for an unfavorable placebo, a negative placebo. So maybe, in other words, if a woman had one husband, two husbands, three husbands, and they died, then no one can understand the reason. Not that they had cancer, not that they had tuberculosis, not that Chas v'Shalom there was an accident, just like that. how to abuse God. So then we have to be chayshish. Maybe there is a certain kind of a negative, of nichush, of a negative chassida, because they're not at ease with each other. Some negative effects in a person, let's say, when a person doesn't like to stay with a certain moment, so it might affect him, you know, I mean, that's just develop nichush.
So the chassid all men might be allergic to her.
Yeah, I'd be allergic. That's why the right word, allergic, the right word. I was thinking that it was the right word, allergic. Allergic to her. Allergy is also like a placebo. What's allergy? No one knows how to explain allergy. Certain children are allergic to this, to that, to ISIS. Certain children, and it has manifestations, they get a rash. Certain children, if they drink milk, so they become sick. So they have to get syrupy, not milk. It's also, it's like a negative placebo. So again, it's nichush. It's also teva, but it's not teva that can be observed in the laboratory. Maybe someday it will, but right now, with all the flowers, it cannot be observed in the laboratory. It's a negative placebo. So the Rambam, I said it. As a matter of fact, in the Torah Mother lecture, I mentioned that the Rambam is the one who discovered the existence of placebo. You'll see, you'll look up and say, people botanical, you'll see, this doctor, the Rambam discovered it. Hundreds of years before these doctors. It's only Rambam. This is the Rambam. So the Rambam, Rosh Mishneh, calls a favorite placebo square and an unfavorable placebo nichush. When it means ula nichush, that is contingent upon the subjective attitude of the person. If a person is afraid of something, it can hurt him. If he's not afraid, it cannot hurt him. Why? Not because if he's afraid, he gets a heart attack. Then it's not by way of a negative placebo. Then it's because of aggravation. No, but by way of a negative placebo. How does it work? How should I know? The greatest scientist on the person. I should know, but there is such a thing. There is such a thing. So Katlanis, so it's not a mean of habit. How do I come to all that? In other words, it's not based upon habits. Of course, neither is not a question of habit. There is a question whether it's Fuzak that in that family there is hemophilia or not. It's not a question of habit. Katlanis, you could say explain on the basis of habit, but it's not like that. So in other words, then the whole halacha of Katlanis should only apply to women who are shrews, but not to nice women. It's no such halacha that only to women who is a shrew, and then there is no reason to marry a shrew. I mean, only a woman whose three husbands died. But suppose a woman is known to be a shrew, but she never got married before, there is no reason to marry her. It's not a nice table to begin with. There's no reason. So there it's not a question of habit. Mashinki Vestis is not, every woman has a different period. Some women have the period every 25 days, some women every 26 days. In a baby, some invested baby is launching it, the average. But, so is it because of habit? It's not habit. That's an age. And as a matter of fact, the period is substantially psychosomatic. That's why it is based upon habits. So in other words, if a woman had 3 years down every 25th of the month, some maybe she habituated herself to have the period every 25th of the month. Some maybe it's hard as a terror. Some maybe the pshat that Bethesda's Kashim Gamliel, so some Rishayim explain it on the basis, because speak it Rabban Yikula, because that's the Rabban, but Men the Shem say has nothing to do. Even Rebbe would say that Vestas can be established only if three years. Why? Because the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is when it's a question of determining whether a certain phenomenon is an accident or there is a certain reason for it. So if let's say one member of the child in the family dies, then you say it's an accident. It doesn't follow a certain pattern. There is no reason for it, just an accident. If two children in the family die, then there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe says if two children die, then it's already there's sufficient reason to say there is a pattern in that. It's not an accident. According to Shimon Gamliel, only three children in the family die. Then we have to say there is a pattern. Otherwise, two children, it's an accident. Masha'im came with Gabi Vestas, it's not a question. It doesn't kavua becomes if it is based upon a certain pattern. It doesn't kavua begin takes effect because of habit, because of rigorous. That's why the Gemara equates Vestas of Shamut. Oksela, Machlokes Rav. So the same machlokes is relevant to Vestas, the same machlokes is relevant to Shemot, because both Vestas and Shemot are based upon Helga. Helga was it had. So by being the results of Yom HaVar, and by Yom HaShemot, and by Odom, the Yom HaVar, and since having the period menstruation is substantially psychosomatic, so in a way it has to do with habit, so be vested Shemot of Shem Gamliel. Needless to mention, Shemot, of course, only one sheet of Shem is that it's really towing the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But most Rav Shimon say, no, come to everybody. This is just a course of Shem. How can we say it's Tom Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel? How we dash in the Pesach, so it's Tom Machlokes? That's not Tom Machlokes. Shemot is a name of habit. Habit is certainly cannot be established with two times. But according to Rebbe, while habit cannot be established with two times, but to find out that there is a pattern, it's not an accident, that is, two times establishes the fact that it's a pattern. It's based upon a pattern, it's not accidental. It's based upon a pattern. So, in a way, we can understand, I mean, that Rashi said, the first pshat, that according to Rebbe, so Pam Gimel Chayev, but how is it Shayach? I mean, Pam Gimel, the answer is, because according to Rashi's pshat, so here, by Shiramot, we don't need a habit, but as long as it is established that the Shiras and Gihas are not just accidental, but it follows a pattern. Even though the pattern is not established through habituation. So maybe already has a dream of Shemot. Anyway, got off a little bit tangent.
The way the Rambam don't see why is the dream in Nisa's notation? It should be that she should be, that whoever's not afraid can marry her.
Well, that's what it means. And if he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her.
No, I'm saying...
But the Rambam says in Mises Al-Tetzi, if he doesn't want to divorce her, Bezdin doesn't tell him you have to divorce.
No, but why is the din that no one's allowed to marry her with a chilu? Only in Mises Al-Tetzi.
Yeah, because like this, you know, with a chilu, so Bezdin tells him, listen, right now you're not afraid. Okay, you're a big hero now, but maybe after you get married, so you will not be so heroic, so you will be a fake. But if you already married her, so then, and you want to keep her, So then Beisdin does not force him to divorce. Now, quite like Rosh, he didn't pass now the Rosh, he passed now the Rambam. But according to the Rosh, Beisdin is kefi, Chnuas accompany Yisur. It's like somebody will say, well, I didn't mind taking a risk to endanger my life. But according to Rambam, he says, it's not you. It's only the Dara Hamyachush. So if he doesn't want to divorce her, that means he's not afraid. Doesn't mean that he's afraid that he wants to commit suicide. No, it doesn't mean that. He's not afraid. So we know that Beisdin is not keen for him. He's not keen for him to divorce him. Alle Kolde, die Kerl, die Kerl, die Kerl, die Kerl, die Kerl, die השם דרגע, שם דרגע, איך הציבו דיתן ובשיר הזה הרגע? וכן רואים למי שאוכל רגע אשר יבא חמי, ובי הזה השם וכן רואים את אשר יבא לעבר התומי. בשיר האחר ביו, הבר המשאים שאתם מגורי אתם וחוסי, וחוסי ביבר, ושנחים, סלום פשעתיס, אולי זה הבר שם, because God means exposed, Nigula. So there's the shame. Sometimes you open your mouth, so you expose the teeth. The second shot. Lishnachul kar zavari, shashem yivar es lemachal, vinas es golop, nigula leba, nigula ben mom. Om amar, vishila fi oragya, vichin emu shalreg, asher hachamei, kain, because rachman shalreg, asher hachamei, whole Avrochanim by Milknus law. So why do we have to resort to the Pasik of Mishalach Rebbe Shalachamir? We even without the Pasik, we could understand that the Shiach must have referenced the Rebbe. Because we already have a Pasik covering Kerem. We already have a Pasik covering Shem. We have a Pasik Yigach covering Kerem. We have a Pasik of Bir. Covering Shem, so Shiach must be something else, but something else, the only one that is left, so must be right out. So why do we have to resolve to the Pasim Shavash Achim? I can see, Shem see, this for you, Sa'al Kodai Teram Mino Mo, if we didn't have the Pasim Shavash Achim Achamele, I would say that the Shiach is reference to Shem, but we already have the Pasim Shavash Achim Achim. But there are two kinds of Shem. One kind of Shem is Nechaya Karno, that's the Pasik of the Bia. And then another Shem is the Shem, the way Nechaya Karno, there's the Pasik of Ishira. So Rashi, there's a machlokes between Rashi and Teis. Come on, Ashma. What is Nechaya Karno? And what's the Nechaya Karno? Either, if you have to be a Tabaya Hashem, the Shiach was like a Yudhich and Mikal Yutane, the Mashmak is off the Arugo, the Sefer Azov and its Meach, Avaleke Hatchila, Ubi Ahanich and Mikal Yutane, the Masha, Ubi Ashmivar Gamre, the Kasu Yuchamas of Minaso, what is the Bidachilesh? The Kibin Lei Mikal Yutane, Israel. So the Kasu is why we need to put in that. Let it mention the Shiach. That lo mechalikan is chayef, so it's kala chayma, so mechalikan is more of a mazik, so it's sort of a chayef. Because you have a slain of the Yidhi Hashem, and mechalikan is chayef, and mechalikan is chayef, and mechalikan is chayef, because you have a chayef, treats him out, kwa adamine hayas, and you have a mechalikan, and mechalikan is chayef, 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 So how does Rashi explain when Mechali Kaneh? So let's see the thesis now. Pira Shakuntra Shacha Sheosit Yismeach Avolei Lechatchile Vikoshe. So what it means? If the behemoth entered the field of another, the Lizek, and she ate up the crop, the Shachas, the herbs and so on, she ate it up. And it's going to go back, but it will not be like before. In other words, the first time when it grew, let's say, one example, up to a height, up to here, then after the behemoth, up this, so it will grow again only up to a height, up to here. So that's Lein Mechalikam. Why is it Lein Mechalikam? It is a strong kasha. Why is it Lein Mechalikam? Why? Because he had it again. And but he will not have it again, but he will have it again, but only 2 feet high. In the original craft was 3 feet high. So what? But if the behemoth didn't interact, so the owner of the field could have used it, this 3 feet crop, and then it would have grown to another crop of 2 feet, so together we'd have crops of 5 feet. Now he'll only have 2 feet. So why, how could it be so that he should be put? It's very strong cash. It's not a cash. The question is, how does Rashi explain it that way? How does this explain it? I will explain that. She came for Paris and also, we come up in call, we come up with him for Paris and also, told it in the past, we call Ira Bachil and Mechalika. That's what I understand. Now, but the question is, what's the Pshat in Rashi? It's not even a cash. What's the Pshat in Rashi? I think that Rashi can be understood if we take notice the din mentioned in Mishnah Kines. Let's see the Mishnah that we know in the days. Hakines in the Abnab, but I'm just running through, because what concerns us is the safe of the Mishnah. Hakimis in dir mod von der Korobi aus Risiko Pot. Nei mod von der Korobi aus Risiko Chai. Nif ut zwei Arishe Pot, so ein Listen, die aus Risiko Pot. Hoi zio Listen, Listen Chayab. Hini chobe Chame Shemosh Lachar, she di Kotin, die aus Risiko Chai. Los ole Reue, hem ich nesore Tach. Nof ole Dino Vinemes, Mishalmus Mashinemes. Yodo Tidak, Risiko, Mishalmus Mashinemes. Kinsat Mishalmus Mashinemes. This is important. Shomim beisa beisi sade, kamo iso yafe ve kamo yafe. Rapshim neymar, ocho pires gnevim malmetzi, they are completely ripe and all ready to be harvested, then you don't assess the damage from the point of view of the value of the sade with the crop and without the crop. But then we assess the damage from the point of view how much is it worth in the market. Even though it wasn't harvested this yet, but since it is ready to be harvested. But if it is not ready to be harvested, if the shachas shachas means not ready to be harvested, so then it doesn't pay. Let's say a behemoth ate up a crop, let's say of 5 pounds of shachas. While it's still mechubah and it's not ripe to be harvested. So 5 pounds, let's say, of shachas in the market, you'll have to pay, let's say, $25. But, he doesn't have to pay $25. This sade, with that crop of 5 pound crop of shachas, how much will it worth? So we say that's how they was worth $1,000. And without that clock, it's worth $990. So the Bala Sheir has to pay only $10, not $25. There's the halacha. That's the halacha. There's no machlok, isn't it? So there's the Pshat Rashi. Now we can understand that. Hoge lo mechalika, pire shakuntre shacha shos, it is meyach av lei chathile, vi koshe vo mechalika no ishe gam abayu yechele mikzeir. So you da lo chedin, when a behime eats up the crop that is not completely ripe, so then the bar behime has to pay the value of that crop when it is sold in the market. Once it is harvested, then Rashi couldn't say that. But Aloch is special to us, that if it's not ready to be harvested, then to assess the value of the damage from the point of view of the value of the sade, not the whole sade, not the whole sade, but the besoni sade. I suppose the sade is worth $10,000, $100,000, big sade. So then it will be, you know, to be a question of pennies. But one beson, a substantial measure of the sade, with it, how much is it worth? With it what? Before the day made it up, and how much is it worth? So it's not pennies, but it's less than the value of the crop once it is harvested and is sold in the market. So Rashi says, no, there could be some right that we could say, in view of the fact that he doesn't have to pay the value, the price of the crop, of the 5-pound crop, he only has to pay the difference between the price of that beiso before the boy made up the crop and after, and the value, the price of that beiso after he made up. So Meire seems ordinary, the buying is not going to to be canceled and then let it go again. He doesn't care. So Meire he shouldn't have to pay. So Kamashma only still has to pay. So it makes sense. And Taisa says, even so, but that's only the Shume, how, but he's in Mazik all the whole crop. In Tashlumim, so he only has to pay the difference. If the Heavenly Zakos would have to pay the price of the crop in the market, this is Zakos. But as far as his Mazik is concerned, so he's not the only Mazik in the Sode. He's not only a Mazik in the Sode. So I think that's the machlokes between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, so this is Zakosov does not only imply Tashlim. Since it's not in Lichtzeres yet, so it's not a Mazik of the crop. He's a Mazik of the Sod. Not of the crop. He's a Mazik of the Sod. In Tashlim, he's no, he's a Mazik of the crop. But in Tashlim, it has to be assessed in a certain way. Now the Mazikash of Rashi in a regal, the Mashiach is regal. Rashi, the Yitmi a regal, Shem the Lord Chali Kaam in Mo. So you say, if we didn't have a post of Mashiach Ragash of Hamor, I would say that both Bir and the Shirach have reference to Shem. But now that we have the post of Mashiach Ragash of Hamor, so we say no. Only Bia's reference to Shem, but the Shia has reference to Egel. But Bia means he consumed it. So how do we know that he's chayim even Shlom Mechalika? So the Gemara says, "Do me the Egel." Mara, so it's the opposite of Egel. Mara, Shlom Mechalika, and Shlom Mechalika, Avshem, Shlom Mechalika, and Shlom Mechalika. La ila the mara yalosh no dolik si bir bia. Oma ma u bia zi ashen fi chayin yin na kashi yivai ala bera atumei tani kaza achmo na kashi yivai ala bera atumei ho la vech in mayo kino lo I kerem ksiv, I rego ksiv. So the only thing that we could have reference to ishen is Sao kedai tachamine idrida rega. But why do we need ubiya for rega? Or is already vishilach? But there are two kinds of rega. Hod roze mi meire, hod ishalach shiluch. Komash, vishilach is reference, ishalach shiluch. When the Baalim sent, and Ubiya is referenced in the Baalim didn't send up what he was negligent. Tell me why he shouldn't have allowed the brain to go into the field of the other. So we only have one pasuk for regal, that's the shilach, and shilach has the connotation of sending. So how do we know that regal is higher than Muslim male? Regal doesn't mean the wrong diminution. Marshall is the shalch shluch elush and the male, a regal is the shalch shluch elush and the Muslim male. Now the more is this another kash. The licht vrachmona di shilach the belly will be because the shilach itself could cover both. Because the arayas from psukim that the shilach is reference to kregel and the arayas from psukim the shilach is reference to shem. This vrachmona di shilach the belly will be the mashma regel, mashma shem. Mashma regel the chsim shalach ragashem vachameya. ומשמע שם דחסיק ושם דעים איזה שרבון סבל מיתו פסוק אילך כל סיר רבא מיני אויו 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 רגל וזיק אם נוצרו אישים לישנו להזיק so that because so that's why the Torah mentions two פסוקים to tell us that both are hard not one. So the more the kasha, and suppose it didn't have to psukim, so it would much more well. But which one would you be marble? There is my hosts. So he says, Mwadesh kunen yoveishnei ane mafkes in mafkes. So again the kasha is why need to psukim. Because without a person we wouldn't know which the reference. So we wouldn't know, so what would we say we don't know? Shem is sofik chayev, Suffolk Potter and Pegel, that's inconceivable. So we can't exclude either. So we could deduce both. So Taisa says, neither with a tail or lotion of the sore lotion of the name. True, the moment we have the deem that if person has to do something, it's a suffix so equally. But when it's a question of deducing to the Midrash Atayim Brashas then, if there is no, we have no raya as to whether a certain posik is marble one or the other, so we marble both. The Rashba is so that the Rashba limits it. The Rashba, according to Ramatam, it applies to all the offices, even of Visur, even of Lira Mome, where the Makir Mome is not based upon the Isa. According to the Rashba, that cloud only applies to moments that are based upon the Maisavera Panisa, like Nizik. Where the school of the Jewish name, the name of this, Eastern, South of Hamnan, and Lech and Shalashluch, are the laws of the Mele, because if the Torah didn't mention Tupsut, only the Shilach, and we couldn't use from the Shilach, Shem and Rebbe, but only in Shalach Shluch. But as we may or not, so it's neither by Shem nor by Rebbe. Now we have two Pesukim, so it's higher by both, in Bein, Shalach, Shalach Shluch, and Bein Azomer. Come ask me. Rashi. More the Shem Rebbe Shkunen Shem Zachon Mizeh Shem 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 to lessen me, to erase me, a shneem shavim, to the hymn of the mafkes, to erase me, to shneem shavim, is to chlo yubi yadi mafkes, mi shi lecha na minay, mi lecha di shal lechi yubi kapone, li yo yusur lecha bo yoy, ad lo zem me yoy, kamash lo yubi yadi chi mi mafkes, shem me lo yubi yadi, asera lo yal fa minay. Ma, di shem behim is a shalabon, ach al chidol important is, אף על גב גברו נדלמה, בהימי שיש לו מארס כנוחוש, ואיני שחיס, ואיני שיס, דהב נשיחה, שאיתו דריקר. כל מוקים הרנמה בחייס רויס, so how can we mention this פוסיק, לגבי שם, there it's already, it's care, לתנוחוש. So על עבור חריסים, this taste was a bit foolish, contrary to the taste was at the end of the first period. Because this is what the Mithras says, that the highest office, Ari, Azeif, Adil, and Noah Barbara is Tanach. So Tesis makes a distinction that the 900 hours, less days, that Ari, Azeif, Adil, Noah Barbara is, so that's Chayim Sachem. There's no Chosh, there's no Antani, there's no Anloi. So it's Chayim Sachem. Not in Sat Keren, but it's Chayim in the Sholem, in Bitcholosha. But in Sabra, but this Tesis is the Kant. Now, we push it is like that, not like this is that desired, the Rabbi Shimshon and the Rambam. Rabbi Shimshon is in Shim Kobet. But also, first there is the Rambam. The Rambam should be also a Rambam. Now, let's see the Isis first. Because actually there are three Shittes on the highest level. The Mishnah that is from, they says, and then, Hazei Ba'ari Adei Ba'mina Ba'aros, Ba'anocha Sha'ole Ma'adi, Ha'ole Ma'adi, Ha'blezer Ima, Bizman from Tavis Ima, Ba'anocha Shmodeh. So Tesis says, that is Zayin and Ra'ot, Ba'anocha Sha'ole Ma'adi, Lav B'chol Yimei Nehezik Hashile Ma'adi. אבל כל אחד מיני דרך שבשל ביטוח, ערי ביטוח, בגלל דרך וערי הסטריפה, דרך וזהי הסטריפה. הוא יטוח להמיח, אבל במידה זו, טוח להמיח שאיבן בערי זה דרך. אבל במידה לרב הוא אוכל, כי נערי שטוח ואוכל בפנשור הזה יקס, לרב הוא חי ולהב מעט, הוא משל מחוץ לזה. ומודי דיו חי למשל לא ישראל מהמדעת כמו חוצרה מזה אבל שרב מפורט, אבל שם בו שרב כי לא משמוע, בנור, ערי ערי בשסרב עם דורס ואוכל פרט על אפילו לא חושים לאין מי שחוסה כי דאמו נפל כאן ביטלית שנזכר צוקו לחי איזה שרב לא חוש ואם רוסו למענו יש לו מכל מוקים כי אם דיו לכם בו אוכל אהבת מרגע הוא פרט על בשסרב ואהבת מקרם בוסה בעיל So according to this verse, there is a distinction between Ari Zaydeh Beidin Amar Ba'adras and Noch. Ari Zaydeh Amar Ba'adras, so they are Anoy, so it's Misachar, Mishanar Zaydeh. Nochosh has no Anoy, so it's Misachar. But Misachar or not? Why not Misachar? After all, it is Kerem. It's Kavnos La'azik. Nochosh is Kavnos La'azik. Kavnos La'azik. And but Karen, that's Kamas Lazik, is Mishume. Usually, some male is Pater Meshon, but Nochosh is not Mishume. So what is the issue? So this issue is that if it is Kavanos Lazik, so then it's a call of Kidin. If it is, then at the very outset, then it's a call of Karen. Karen must be Mishume the outset. But if, and then through a habituation process, so it becomes Chuzek to go. But where at the very outset, it is a natural thing to do a certain Ezek, then it's a call of Karen. But then it is a Then it is said, however, let's see the Shittas Rambam. חמישה מיני בהימו מועדים יצחו אז ביוסון האסק ואפילו אין הרמב״ם ואפילו אין מתאב ולפי חוך ימיזי קורא, ניסו בינגיחל, בישיחל, תריסה, כי חייץ גם חייב מלשון. ואלה, הזהו בערי, בעדי, בענומה, בבארלס, וכי אנוכו שנושך, הרי זה מור והפלאוי בנתאב. And then the Rambam says, "Kol mu'ed mishalom le'shalom, v'choltam mishalom chotzen oyek miguf." That is not misadraga and it's misadkel. And one more thing, the Rambam from the Pashtus Loshna Rambam is mashma that the Rambam is not only chilek and tasteless in regard to Nochash. Because Tasteless says it's regal and according to the Rambam it's kel. The Rambam is chilek and tasteless in regard to all the highest efforts. Because Tasteless says in regard to Hari Zeh Dev Nama Bavalos, that he must look such a And then let's see the Vedas again. Lab the Holy Yomi Hezek Ashim. So, according to Tasteless, when the Mishnah says that Hazei Bavi Adina Mo Bavras, it doesn't mean as the Rambam explains it, just Nishich. According to the Rambam, even without Achim, just Nishich, if Avi bites, he's Chayv Melechon. According to Tasteless, if Avi bites, not it, so then it's Karen, it's Chayv Chotzen Ezek, like he shared about it. But it means the Ari Eret, everyone according to each way, was the Torah. In other words, he tore up a behemoth. And then, and later he tore it up, but just to be mazik, if an Isaiah would just bite and be mazik without healing it, without ultimately eating it, so then he's not chayav nirshon. But the Rambam, why? Because he says, let's see what he says. He mentions Shmuel's number. Lav v'chol yomi hezek chshir umad, ala kol achud yomi yedu, chakin shibose, bitorah fahalu, bitorah asu, torah flamiyah. Aval mili lavu, chakin avi shetorah v'ochal, bichin shorah zikir, lav v'chayav, v'yav v'yav, 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 v'yav v' ומידד דין חיים שם ושם הנדעתי בחצרה מיזק אבו שסרם פוטה ואבו שם ושסרם כי תאמה בשמוע בגמור אחים ושסרם דבר שרוחות פוטה סוטייס וסיקווייץ דהלוכם ומישנה ודמון רב שמוע עוד בייס נתזיים עוד בייס שמוע ושתמוע First one from the top of Omen. Omer Shmuel. Agido shesarabim doras v'ochol potah. Torah v'ochol chayev. Doras v'ochol potah ki v'yulche. Yimitras havlik mishoch l'pires v'yirokis. Tawish shem shesarabim potah. Torah v'yulche. So anyway, so Teisves equates the din the Mishnah in Shmuel's number. That means that when the Mishnah says, Agi Azeid, Azeid, Agi Adeid, Anuah, Bados, Achayim v'Shalom, it means El De'achire, El De'achire. Except Yochus doesn't mean El De'achire, that's Nishich. But Azeid, Agi, Deid, Anuah, Bados, Mishalom v'Shalom means El De'achire, so that's Shmuel's number. The Rash, this is Holy Tantesis, he says, the din in the Mishnah is referring to El De'achire. And that's a chiv of Karen, but Nezek Shalom, because for these high stiffes, a lion, a bear, a wolf, you know, a tiger, and barless is not known what it is, what kind of a chai it is. So then, it is a natural thing to bite into a doubt of it. So it's Mishalom, Shalom, but Mishalom, Karen, Shmuel's member is another aloha. When we saw the achire, it's achire. So, so for an axe, how the achille, to eat up, let's say, and if an axe will eat up, will eat up a behemoth, so then it's mishune, of course. But when a lion eats up a behemoth, so it's not mishune, and it's chayim sachem. Briefly, according to the Rash, the din in the Mishnah and Shmuel's number are separate alone. The din in the Mishnah is referring to Shmuel and the Achilah didn't sub Karen, but in Ezek Shalom. Ezek Shalom. And Shmuel's memory has nothing to do with the din in the Mishnah. In other words, that's how they are. That's how they are here. That's Taflamad and Bein Shinkubatz is the second column. The Baramash wrote the first paragraph, I mean it's the second paragraph, but the first paragraph that starts in the second column. Hazir Ba'ari Nira B'chorhane Ha'ayre Kishizikud Le'achim Ve'havlo Kera Ve'udeh Ba'ari Ba'atashin Le'ir Shalom B'tchila. But so why is it different than a day? An axe and rocks between a Shalom Yad Achim is Chotzim Ezek. And here, Shalom Yad Achim is an Ekshal. Aber here, the Achle, Bokir Shalom Shmuel, come on, the Shmuel's member, it's a separate room. And the Rambam Shik is also like that. Chamisho, first of all, in Aloha, the Rambam, so far the Rambam hasn't even discussed Shandarag. Shandarag he discusses later, and so far he only discussed Karen. But then, in Aloha, he said, Chamisha Masim Tam Yei Behema. What does it mean, if reference to Karen? In Shandarag, there is no such thing as Tam. V'nu Adolecho Ben, Nasus Miedes Leisemais, Vele. הבאים אלינו מעדס, מתחלוס לו ללידך וללידיה וללישיה ולליה בסרקים ודילם ולליבי ואילו אדלך נערי זה מעדס, לאבו השם מעדס מתחלוס להחסרו לו והרגע מעד, מעדס מתחלוס לו לשם ידר החינוך והבאים אלינו מעדס מתחלוס לזה פרטר על פנים היחס חמישה מנבאים אלינו מעד מתחלוס לו עשו אז so it's past שלושה that just discusses Karen והפיר אלינו מית הארוס לפיכך הם הניסו, הם הזיקו, הם הניסו בנגיחה, ובקשיחה, ובתריסה, וחיי צבן חי מרגשון. ואלה הם, הרצי והרי, הדי והמאז, והבאבלס, בחינה נוחה של נושה, זה מאוד מנטאבלס. So the Rambam שיטיס, זה גם לא כנגד תשע שיטי דפתי זיין. תשע שיטי דפתי זיין is that in regard to זה ואגי דיד נו הבאבלס, so is the רחיר דפקי. And the חיר מסעד שם. And in regard to נוחש, so the חיר מסעד רגע, no care. According to the Rambam, not only in regard to regal is a chilik and Rambam, and not only in regard to regal is a Rambam chilik. But in regard to the, I'm sorry, not only in regard to Mochosh is a Rambam chilik, but even in regard to Zid, Arid, even in regard to Zid, is also chilik. Now, let's see the thesis here. בשם בהימס השבא, אך עוד אדמים באלמר, בהימס שיש למרס כנוחש ונשחס וניסס, דאב נשיחה שיקיר ודיקרן, וכל מוקנה נאי וחי ישרויס. סובת ישראל ששיקה, דת, שדור שדור חמוס, סותן ששיקה ניס, דת נוחש, או בהימס שיש למרס כנוחש, סלחיבס, תחיבס מסתקרן. She says, "I'm Mishicha Shitoy Nikar," but regular Karen is Ita is a Mishume. So he pays on Chosinazed, and this is Ruachel. So he pays on Yeshal. So that seems to be like the Shitas Rambam and like the Shitas Rosh. Not like the Yisro Shite that design. The only Shnukubet says there is a third Shite. Rashba. Rashi says that even Shem is chayv mitzat Shem. That even Nochash is chayv mitzat Shem. Because what's the pshat in Shem? What's the characteristic of Shem? Hamor Azek. He says, no Azek, there's Gemara in Tanis. They don't have the kind of anoye in the Hezek like the other chayes. Mashinki, but Nochash has its own unique anoye. Sadistic anoye. So sadistic anoy is also called Yesh Anoyes. There's the machlokes between Teisves and the Rashba. According to Teisves, anoy means certain drives, if it satisfies certain drives. But hunger or other drives, machinke is sadistic anoy. That's not called Chen. But the Rashba shit is a sadistic anoy. And it's also called Chen. A Shem has a sadistic amor. I mean, Nochash has a sadistic amor. Abdallah and Shimon Kubetzis, in the second column, give a mask for Hanamirich Reish and all his acre. Nirlo, he come on Hanamirich Reish and all his acre. Dein Schiche mit Pekomad und Möge und die ist ein Schiche Schiffer und die Schiff. Welche Dame, den der himmlische Nosch hat wieder einmal ein Nosch auf die Woche, weil er ist Pekomad als Nosch mit Pia. Und ich glaube, du, ich bin Schiche so, no. Nur am Saar, weil ich Pekomad als Nosch mit Pia, wie mich wirklich. שם ישיך הזו ישמור לזיק וכן חוסר בכתיחס בוסו ומשל מרשום פמחס ודווקא בשסן הזה ומי דווקא בו חי לכך הלאה בו חי לכך משונו ותהיו לי כאלו ולמה הוא סיפיר כי הייתה הולך לימה כי הוא עודת באימפורט מתחש אין סובר אני שעבר נוחש ממשך חוותו בגישה לא תלך רשי לא תלך רמבה שבאף על פי שנעיכר ושננה משיכר ואף על פי שאמרו ורקם ניתני שמסקצס הוא החייס לנוחש ואם עושה מענה ישלוח לא דומה מה שנענה את כל הקומה אלא שאם נענה לכם נענה שכיר ואת סיביסטיק אמרו שזה סוד סמר הזה ומכל מוקן כאילו יהיו חדו אוכל לנופית מתאו לשם אם אנו מתאו לדרגל ונתאו לכאן So the Rashba has two lashonos. The first lashon is that Nochash is told to Shem, sadistic anoy. And then the second lashon is sadistic anoy is not told to Shem. But it is Raya. But Rambam Shite and Rashi is his Karen. And not only Nochosh is Karen according to Rambam and Rash, but even the other highest levels. As if Ariya Dilano Dabras is also Karen. Now, told the Shem Mai Nishakko, Kislamosa, Timpertanosa, Mais Nishem Nishamore, Zeke, Unamonochus, Rosaraha, Nami Shamore, Zeke, Munishos Racho, told the Shem Tishem, Tikamapa, Pato, the Regal, told the Regal Mai. He's sick of the roof of the Achelucha, beside the Achelucha, Bishnif Shalel, Punish, and Fear, Bezuk Shep Sabor, Maish Norado, Zekimotsu, Momino, Hushmoros Norecho, Achaname, Zekimotsu, Hushmoros Norecho, and the toad of the regal, Trevor, the Chikom Rafta, that toad of the bear. Now the Rashi. Nishach hachot hachis v'anosov v'tolosei oi tim v'apteus v'anosov v'vada lein g'dasov v'chameyim tani d'un d'ishen shish l'amor azoito umayis d'ishen ma'am d'kamei t'chmiz v'ach t'al p'to d'ishen v'ayel kol v'yoz v'dach v'ashto v'kav v'anor v'tol v'ayel b'rego azay k'motsu rego azay k'motsu v'anos v'azim v'bisao shim v'kikim v'bisao v'kiro v'asom v'shibosom So why should you call Nizokin told? It's the same thing. Ella, Avonis, what is he told of there? Avonis, I think my soul is in Yahamishu Sarabim. BZK. So this he told of there. Hey, Hana. Eat after him, Ben Rabin, Mishmu, and the Bay. You laugh to him, you wish me to come there and down on the Bay. You laugh to him, I call him Michel, and I'm not Michel, that's right. Two pshati, in Rashi. Ava so b'yom kutvokhin, haino ov d'vikar d'al k'amiz. Bizi adim zokin indim, nevoksham sheya, bibeya, tisha, umayis, is pata barabe, vimuzak chayet, viyavu. Why do we say that bear test is also an av? So Rashi in the first lesson says, the meyuke dikhon afkot, mizachsi ba amesi yorei, dimashma bea soro, diba miktu, chayu mizi sheya, hobotza mohoche, bimisa yon chayet, hobin zokin ischayet. Nishnach, vine, save zavim, zavim, zotim, tichayich, en mafuko mikro, beras, o nise, nafkin, en beya, o teslin, zotim, tichsini, nafra, shana, shaya, o chameya, mashram, beneis, benuzak, rabbe, nishal, nio, ineis, ha-shaya, na abon, gerati, shapotra, vimachasa, beya, meis, tein, ben, kidei, beya, meis, abon, uzak, chale, di beya, tisha, ba, mizotim, So Rashi has here two pshat. The two pshat are important. According to the first pshat in Rashi, why does the Gemara say, Zehav v'nisi, Zehav v'nisi? So Rashi says, Dinov al-shir b'beir atisha, ומליש פרטה מרבה, כי הוא זה חי, כי אב, why is enough? Why? Because what is enough? Enough is something that is written in the Torah. So that their test is hiding something is also written in the Torah. Why? Then we do get the whole after. We just see by Messiah, the Mashma Berasa, the Bamikto, Chavis Asher, Hobotzen Ocher. Because true that a person deals with Doyud, because it says Rabbeya, the Messiah, so the Torah says that by Beya Asa, so then he is high. Benis is Asher. Hobotzen Ocher. So it's not how Misha but from Zochnias. So in the Jews it implies that Babea tells you are also Mechoye, but no Misha. Lishnachene. Save Zav, Misha Zav, Zochin, the Heyech Halim Afiko Mikho, Biraso Misha, Nafkun, and Bea tells in Zochin, Tersiv, the novel from a shayer Hamea, Mashma bin the nurse, bin the lictal, Abel Shalom. So, certain lessons say, so I'm italic. From the Russian apostle, because the Torah says, the novel from a shayer Hamea, doesn't say the novel from a shayer Hamea, the maze. Novel from a shayer Hamea, stop, bin maze, bin maze. So, why do the Torah say, a maze, you're right, that's not the case? What the reason is, but the Albert is not good about it. But the in this Asher, and Rabban, the Tisha Pot, the Lord Machmas Abbeya Meis, the Indic in the Homies, have a Ruzak Chayim, the Bea Tisha Banazotel. So here on this Rashi, there is important Chiddush. We say that if a Shea falls into a bear that is only 9 o'clock, he's potter. Why? Is it a din or is it a mitzvah? We say it's a mitzvah. Because the Chachomim determined that in less than 10 o'clock we cannot die. So if somebody dies, he dies from a heart attack. You cannot establish any connection. Any connection. But if he's huzak not meis, then he's mechuyev to pay. Then he's mechuyev to pay. And the lesson of Rashi is to lay machmas abeya meis. Why do we say that there is no tashlum in case of a mess in a bear test? Because since a bear requires a depth of 10 tefachim, not a minister person, so if we see somebody falls into the bear, so if somebody falls in the bear, and so we attribute that to the bear, but if it's less than 10 tefachim, then we cannot say he died because of the bear, it's just a coincidence that he died at the time when he fell into the bear, but he would have had the same heart attack if he hadn't fallen into the bear. So the name is high. Anyway, from Rashi's lesson is Mashma, Omir Neis Hashayah, Omer Rabbonim, the Bea Tisha Potter, the Lemach Masabonis. So the reason is why the Bea Tisha is Potter, because he didn't die from the bear, so why should he hide? But he died. He just died. It was a coincidence. He has to die somewhere, so he just died. He just died. While he fell into the bear, but the bear, the falling of the bear is not a cause of death. He would have died anyway. He died from a heart. That's Rashi. And that's a very important question. It's not so possible. In Sanhedrin,
what would be the other possibility?
The other possibility is no. He died because of a bear. But since the reason is that he shouldn't die, he said, then only he's done. Or, because he didn't die from the bear. Notice there is a lot of years beginning. Now let's see a Lashon HaRambam. There are two possibilities. How to explain bear youth. The Rambam in the Chatzir Pishpas Nefesh says, Rambam in Pirgim Mechzatzir Pishpas Nefesh Halach Alav Beis Gimel Dalad Hey Vav discusses the din that Baritzeach we have to be made whether the Akoy is Yesh Bishlamis or the Akoy is Eyu Bishlamis. So the Rambam says in Pergim Mechzatzir Pishpas Nefesh Halach Alav Hamakas Chavir Bizodin Beavonu Beitz Veimisei Endin Dava Sheikol Bein Mokim Sheikol אם רואה איסי חיפס רעמיס בי בזר אין אירו שנאמר ויד השיומס בו יקור ובכלי איס השיומס בו יקור עד שיהיה בגילומס ונדלנו מהכיר ולליבו מהכיר הרכסים אין שאלה הלוכה of that when somebody is a mucky person we have to be made where the הכל is יהיה בגילומס עד הוא ונאמר השיומס בו מכאן שאין די מכיר המק וכשם שאין די מהחיפס שיקו איס שיקו בו ומכיר המק כך אין דין כך הכל ישנה בה בביאב מכאן שמשאר ומסייעת אין די מזה קרם בחבר ובריחוק שתי עמייס וזהו בי בריחוק עשה שבריחוק עשה יקריך או יסה ואין די מזה בריחוק עשה וזהו בריחוק מאה שבריחוק עמוקים בייסר ישמה את כך הכל וכן נשאר למק עצמו ומשאר עם כך הירג וכך הנהג אם גודל וקוטו מחוזר וחולי שבורו וחיר וחיר תאיץ בזה שנאמר שיום מזבו אין מייסו כי דע שאין גם האיץ האלה תרם במיישן סומן פסוקים אמין דיס פסוקים המיישן תין מחיר את זה that if somebody is מקה הכל שאין בקילי הכל שאין גם הומס is פה what do we need according to Rashi according to Rashi Rashi says here Rashi says here in the second Pshat Umiru imeis Hashaya Omo Rabban Yudhiyati Shepota The only Machmas HaBeyama is just a coincidence He died from a heart attack So what do we need a Pasuk for? We need a Pasuk that when a person dies because of a heart attack coincidentally at a time before he was the Beyah that the one who pushed him to the Beyah is Pota of course he's Pota of course he's Pota and of course he's Potter so we know that why does Rashi need a Pasuk but we see from the Rambam that there is more than one Pasuk there is one Pasuk that we have to bring in the Hakol itself whether it can kill or not then we have to they have another Pasuk that we have to aim be aim at that on the basis of the kind of goofiness if it is a stronger person So then he requires much more akoyes in order to die from them. If he's a weaker person, he requires less akoyes to die from them. What is the Rambam to mention Pesukim? Now let's see again. V'chein halach zayin, v'chein adeich efes chavirem reish hadrak, v'inof ha'romeis, v'shar yin gib ha'amokin shepir morov v'kiyach ha'nitchak, sh'indenu b'yeni sh'inof ha'al, l'gobo sh'inof ha'al. מנעים שנשאר מגיל עמוקים שנאמר אם נשאיר לכם גירה להיבס בין פרופת רמבה שכל מוקים שהם בגיל זה עשרות פרחים אין בגיל העמיס כמו שאומר בבי על ימי so where did Rambam get that if somebody kills another person by pushing him off their roof so he have to be aimed the height of the roof from this halach because by Beyah we see that if somebody dies from falling into a Beyah and the Beyah is less than 2 tefachim so it's Potera so here too if somebody, let's say If somebody pushes down another person into a day of terrorists is also pata. And the same thing applies to man. In other words, just as a bear, in order to they should have hakol pilhamis, so master the depth of them tvachim, so if he pushes off a person from a mountain, only if he pushes him off from a cliff that has the height of them tvach. He equates it with the, anyway, you see from the Rambam, that the thing that ten tvachim or more, his height is, and less than tvachim shpotah, is based completely on the aloha of hakol sheyidu tvachim. And Sigmund Sakos, but from Rashi is Mashma, not at all. From Rashi is Mashma, that is Mishra, he says, Lav Machmas Abernis. So what is the Machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi? Rashi, we are so good for us. Not Sigmund Sakos, but we say the person didn't die from the bear. He died from a heart attack. It was just a coincidence. And the Rambam Shita is, that he died from the bear, but still is potter. So why is he potter? The answer is that there is a cost of that when somebody kills another person, business to be made, to assess whether this kind of akoye, a person can die. Of course, Bezin determines that, so if there is any possibility that it can die, so then it's considered like that he killed him. But if the reason is that he shouldn't die, even if he died, so it's not because we say that he didn't die from the bear. If we see somebody falls into a bear and dies, so we attribute it to the bear. But since it is so rare that the reason before would be he shouldn't die, so even if he dies, he's proper. Even if he dies perfect. Now, let's see another one. But it's mashma, just from this Rambam alone, that Rashi is chilek, that Rambam is chilek on Rashi. Rashi explains the halacha of Yehi Ramis on the basis of Mitzias, because if it's in Ramis, so he didn't die from the bear. As Rashi said, the Feresh, Kinei Nachmas Abermes. And the point of Rambam, no, if we see he dies, even though the Udel HaTchila was, he shouldn't die. He didn't anticipate such a rare phenomenon. But when we see he dies, then we say he died from that one. But why didn't we see it before? There are many things we don't see before. But later on, we say that he died from, died from the Akoi. Even though so why is he potter? Because the reason is he shouldn't die. The reason is he shouldn't die. Now, there is a machlokes between the Ram and the Rav of David. There is a loche in Sanhedrin, in the Rekame of Tomi Lecheskiye. What's the law of the Lecheskiye? The law of Kond Ramle. In other words, if somebody throws a chetz to kill a person, or Rishus Rabin, he says a chetz, and Rishus Rabin, Dao Dames, and then in the course of its motion, the Dao Dames, it is Kirea Siroim Malachosim, it tears, let's say, a silken cloth, so he doesn't have to pay, because Kond Ramle, because for throwing a chetz, it tears Dao Dames, eight Dao Dames, his chayv mis, some mele, he is put after shlom. He must be no yonish. No yonish is yonish. In other words, if the behemo is this nepasha, behemo ha, so only. וכיימות הנוש ללמות ולשערו, כי יוסי ילדה ולא יעשה עונש יונש, כאשר יושי סולב בעל אישה ולא שם בפורים. כי בעצם יהיה כנוסעת הנפש תחס נפש. So, if somebody kills the Lodets, so he has to pay them the Lodets. But suppose, together with killing the Lodets, he kills the woman, so there's a huge misef ritzeach. So the male of the Rav of Kom the Rabbi, he doesn't have to pay the Dmei of Lodets to a doll. Suppose he kills the woman, but she doesn't have to pay the Dmei of Lodets. So there is still the chesed salach. Ma called the mak behemo. Ma mak behemo. We chalak the baby in shinik when they eat it. We repeat in tashom, we chayv it tashom, and ma called them. We chalro in shinik when they eat it. We chayv it tashom, we repeat in tashom. So the Allah is chalod in this shinik in this tur in tashom. Tur in tashom. So the Ram mentions to this. Suppose the person would assault the woman and he would kill the lovers, and when he assaults the woman, he'll assault her with the Akoyesh Eimbokilahos, but she died anyway. Does he have to pay for the lovers or not? So there is a machlokes between the Rav and Dovi and the Chiddusha. That I intest is an error. Pay it to yourself. Kill is a rab of Dodiza, the Heski or Israel in Rabloza, the Hamad Matsish in Misa Kosundabe, and the Matsish Lady Misa, shall a hoya bet to the Homus, the Akrosi, with a Fiho Kishinago, Yisho, Totter Allah. Kidnis Habla Kisa Mosnov, Shalahu Homis, the Potter. Abo Nira Vada, the Hidden Shalahu Baki Homis, Shakai of the Shalom under the Yashav, Kidin Mazik, Kidin Zokin Zino Kabole, the other world learned them, Kafir Heski, the Kate for the Holy Mommy, Hamid Akish, Bakoki Homis, Abo Kishin Baki Homis, Ama the Homaka Odom, Ama the Homi Zokin. You know, suppose Ruvain would hit Shimon, and then he would kill him, and he would tear the bottom of Shimon. Oh, he had some chattels with him. While he hits him, he would damage his body, his suitcase, and so on. But he hit him with a Kodesh Shein Bekilomis. But he died anyway. So according to Rav of Dovi, and suppose he would do it B'Sheik. B'Sheik. He did amazing. He was Mishabe. But a Kodesh Shein Bekilomis. But he died anyway. And he damaged his body. So Rav of Dovi says he doesn't have to pay it for the Yoshin, for the Kodesh Shein Bekilomis. Why? Because Kamon Yerabli, but he's not Chayv Misi. He was mischavim to hit him, but he was mischavim to he assaulted him with a Koyesh Yerabli. Just, he hit him over the shoulder and he died. The reason is, when you hit over the shoulder, you don't die. But he died, and he was mazik his body. So Rav of Dovi says, he doesn't have to pay for the body to the Yerushim of the person. Doesn't have to pay. because Tundra has his Allah. And the Ram is Hilton Rafa. He says, what doing does Tundra has his Allah? And on this, Tundra has his Allah is doing if somebody throws a hatch. He threw us now with the same down. And behaving, he's not childish, but he tears surrounding our house in his pottery. Because since we lazy, he would be hired me, say, and it would pattern him of Tashem, because from the Ramle. So Moya Bishayi, he's also pattern. But here, the Ram says, if he hit him over the shoulder and he died, it's a curse, he didn't so Moya didn't die from that hit, from that assault over the shoulder. He died from a heart attack. So what kind of Kol Ramle? So that's the Shittah of Ramle. So there's the machlokes between, same machlokes between Rashi and Rama. Rashi says here, Umiru, the main Sashi Ram Rabban Beatisha Tata, the way Machmas Adonis, the shield I found a heart attack. That's the sheet of the Ram also, and the Ram said it first. In other words, suppose he assaulted a woman and he killed the mothers and she also died. But the way he assaulted the woman is Sakura Shengrams. The woman is he shouldn't die. He hit her on the shoulder and then he killed the mothers and she died. So does he have to pay the mothers to the dog? So according to Rav Dovi, he's potter, because in lo yosei yonish yonish, but in yosei, if the woman dies, lo yonish come down, she also died. And we don't say that she died from a heart attack, we say she died because of Rakoi, maybe it was a meaning of Zed as a girl, maybe if she didn't have a weak heart, or if she didn't have a heart attack, so then, this Hakoya on the shoulder wouldn't have killed her. But in view of the fact that she had a heart attack, if human refers, some more that Hakoya on the shoulder was the straw that killed it, that broke the camel's back. So it's also, he did die from it. But according to Rabbi, in other words, briefly, the machlokes we have exerts a kosov, that a kol shein b'kidur homi is proper of mis. According to Rashi, the exerts a kosov is only the clarity of the mitzvahs. In other words, if we see a person hits the other person over the shoulder and he dies, so then we say he didn't die from that. Why would he die? It would have happened anyway. He just a coincidence. So in the way it's not have to say, if he hits the woman with a Kodesh in the Gromis and she kills the brothers and the woman dies, he shouldn't pay for the brothers. Why not? Come to Ramle. Didn't die from it. Just a coincidence. And that's the Ramshi. And the Rav Dovid is not. If we see that the woman dies when he hits her with shoulder, then we have to say, she died from that. Maybe there was another factor because she was very sick, she had a weak heart. But without this hitting, she would have died. So why is it part of Mrs. especially for Zakos? If the Akoli is so slight, but the leader of the experts is he shouldn't die. So even though he died, it's always better. There's the Rambam sheet. Now, the Rambam mentions in the Feresh that Hakol Shem Yigromis is not as Rasha says. Let's say in the Shema, follows into a Gria test, so no Machmas Abayamis. But since it's an unusual thing, and the woman believes he shouldn't die, so no way the Torah patterns it. The Rambam says in the Feresh, in the Chesnitz Gemara, the Rambam says, "You don't know what is meant by halacha tesvav."
esoteric of the Abishisarabim, the Nachbita Abim, the Mays, you may have the Asar of Trochim Chayab Rishalom, you may have Tochus Masar of Potter, our Mrs. Abim, Avon Husko Bravat Chayab Rishalom, Mother Shalom, the Hakilu, the Kilk of the Akonshu, Old Hira Konshu, Shalmezek, the whole Shahu, Dogger Motsu, the Yadua, ואם המיסה בכל שרוצה בי הפרס מיעוט ניצויו והרי הוא פני אמס זה לא זאת אומרת והרי ממס ניצא לבי והרי הוא פני אמס ניצנן מרופים זה דבר פרה זה דבר פרה ניצנן מרופים so the Rambam says it explicitly that the Halacha of the Emes is not because we say as Rashi explains it לא נכנס הבי אמס just a coincidence No, we don't say it's a coincidence. He died from that. Could be that he said he's a Galen. He had a Ricard, he had a heart attack at that time and, or before, so it also was a contributing factor. But the Akore is the straw that breaks the camel's back. So he should be high. And we couldn't pardon him because the Rambam knew Lashon Hara, he doesn't mean Hamas in Sadon's Rachmot Latre. He means it's an unusual thing. It's an unusual thing, so it's all part of it. So the Lashon Rambam. The Lashon Rambam is Pirek Shlishi Milchas Hatzira Shmos Nefesh Hamakes Chaviru Bizodel Bi'Evan Ol Bi'Eitz Ve'Mimisei Ein Din Dover Shinikol Boi U'Mokim Shinikolov Why does Rambam say Hamakes Chaviru Bizodel? Hamakes Chaviru Ein Gres There is a loch of Hatzira B'Mezit There is a loch of Hatzira B'Sheik So why does Rambam say Hamakes Chaviru Bizodel? We are in So, it's a mashmah that the whole aloha of HaKol Shein Bikin Homis that is Potea is it's learned out from Tzuki the Yehudim and so on Shein Bikin Homis so is because it's just a cause of formula Gabi Ritzia Abin Ezit Gabi Nisi but by dollars it doesn't make any difference if somebody Bishayik will kill a person Bishayik because it be shaved with a color shame because of Rambis, he's also high cost. That we could say only according to Rambam Shite, that a color shame because of Rambis is not because we come to the conclusion the person didn't die from that color. It was just a coincidence. He died from a heart attack. If the reason is because we say he died from heart attack, so let's say be shaved, why should it be high cost? No, because the Rambam Shite is If he dies, so we say he died from that goy. But how could one die from a goy over by hitting the shoulder? That's the fact. Can't help. So by it's not amazing there is a special law, even when he's having to kill him by hitting over the shoulder. And he dies, he's still put. Because the reason he is, he shouldn't die. But by shame, there is no success cost. There is no success cost. So that's the machloket between Rashi and the Rambam is the same machloket as between Rav Reb David and the Rambam. Rav Reb David is like the Rambam. He did die from it, but it's a ptur. So maybe it's like Chayom is shaking, so it's coming to Rambam. And the Ram is like Rashi. With that we can understand one more thing.
What is this halacha about the galus in the Rambam?
He doesn't mention HaKol Shehu Yehomis Ligabi Sheik but in Per Shlishi he emphasizes HaMakes Chavere B'Zobe Why B'Zobe? HaMakes Chavere Zobe B'Sheik Of course, if he's B'Zobe